Here we go again. It's Friday afternoon, and I'm walking home from work with a stack of records under my arm. I'm about, 200 yards away from a cold beer and a needle that I can put on these used pieces of vinyl that I just bought. So today, at lunch, I went down to the record store, one of the record stores from where I work, and the guy had a 2-for-5 bin going. Two records for £5. That's nothing. And these albums were actually in very good shape. Usually you get a bunch of crap, but I happened to sift through the crap and, find the nuggets. Not nuggets of crap, but nuggets of goodness that are the records that I purchased today. So I picked up five, and they're five. Oh, six, and the good thing about these is that, you know what? There's only one that I don't own already on CD and or on digital download. So that's nice. It makes me feel good because, now for the past year since I've been buying vinyl, I'm just spending money on the same product that I already have. It's like now I want it on a piece of black lacquer. It's ridiculous, but it is my habit, and it is the majority of what I spend my time doing. So today I picked up some stellar additions to Judd's Juke Joint, the Library of Sounds. I picked up the band, their live album, Rock of Ages. So that was a double album for £2.50. Killer. I picked up something I got alerted to a little while ago, but didn't expect to find, which was a Santana Buddy Miles collaboration, a live collaboration. So not bad. It has a 20-minute version of Them Changes on it. Thank you very much. I picked up Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. What did I pick up from them? Southern Accents. I picked up Bruce Springsteen, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. If I'm going to pick up any album, it's one of those early ones I like the best. And then I also picked up an Elton John album. Now, I'm not a huge Elton John fan, but I'm a huge fan of this Elton John album, Tumbleweed Connection. So I think that's the first one I'm going to put on. I'm going to crack a beer and listen to that. I want to put Amarina on, I think, in the next 5 minutes by the time I get in and open the door. So looking forward to that. And then I picked up something else too, a new addiction that I have, which is really stupid. This is like enjoying crack quite a bit, but then deciding you need to do ice as well. I picked up a new vintage Rolling Stone magazine with Peter Wolf on the cover and a Hunter S. Thompson article inside. So just another thing to foolishly spend my money on. I need to stop this habit now before it takes over the other third of my wallet. So anyway, it's be another Friday night, checking out some new old music, and having a few beers, and just enjoying the fact that the weekend is here, and now I have many hours in a row to listen to as much music as possible, before the weekend ends, or my wife tells me to shut that damn thing off once again. Enjoy. Oh, wait a minute, not so fast. There is another piece of vinyl that I picked up this week, and this one probably has to be my absolute favorite piece of vinyl that I have so far. And I'm really pleased to have it because it is an original chest pressing of a Howling Wolf album. Now, it is not one of his straight albums. It's more of like one of those compilations that Chess put together. But like so many of those great blues guys, some of those compilations are better than those straight blues albums. And this is one of the ones I think it is, and it's called Evil. So I have been playing this thing nonstop. And just to listen to the Wolf, the purity of it, the purity of the singing and the playing and the attitude, it is just, it just fucking screams out of my speakers. And I can't turn it up loud enough, and it just vibrates right through you. And you picture the Wolf holding onto this microphone. It must look like a snow cone in his hand. And he's just bitching and belting at it and squeezing the life at it as he sings his goddamn songs about asking for water and only getting gasoline. It's a phenomenal album. So that one's been getting heavy rotation. I might have a hard time putting Elton John on now, come to think about it. Actually, yes, I think the Howling Wolf would stomp all over that little squirmy, wig-wearing, crazy Brit and with sequined outfits. I think the Wolf would crush him with his thumb. So, anyway, I don't know, it's going to be tough. But probably a little bit of Wolf, and then maybe a little of Elton John, the brown dirt cowboy. Okay, I'm rethinking this altogether. I'm going to stick with Howling Wolf tonight, and then probably move to Tom Petty. Cheers.